Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Pesachim. We're in the middle of Perek Tes, we're up to Mishnah Vav. Just as an introduction, the Mishnah will talk about tmuros, or exchanges or substitutes. The general halacha is that if somebody sets aside a korban as an ola or a shlomim, and then he decides to take a regular animal, behemoth that's chulin, and he says that this animal should be a substitute for the originally designated ola or shlomim, so then the tmura, the substitute, becomes a shlomim, and both animals have a kedusha of a carbon. Both have kedusha. And what we're talking about here is, what if you have a situation where a carbon pesach that was designated as a carbon pesach was substituted with another carbon? What happens to that carbon pesach? And the halacha is that a carbon pesach that was designated as a carbon pesach and is not needed for a carbon pesach is then brought as a carbon shlomim. And Rabbi Yeshua opens up our Mishnah by saying, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Shemati, I heard from my rabbein, from my teachers, Shetmuras haPesach kreva. There are instances where a carbon pesach that was substituted is brought as a carbon shlomim, as we mentioned. Musmuras haPesach, and there are instances where the substitute of carbon pesach, something that was originally designated as a carbon pesach and then not brought, and theoretically should be brought as a carbon shlomim, yet nevertheless in a kreva, it's not brought. Vainly the farish, and I don't know how to explain it, meaning I don't remember the instances in which I was instructed or taught that you are makriv it as a carbon shlomim, and the instances in which you are not makriv it as a carbon shlomim. So while Rabbi Yeshua was not sure, Rabbi Akiva clarified. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Ani afarish, I will explain. HaPesach shenimtza kodem shchitas haPesach. If you had a situation where a person had a carbon Pesach set aside and it was lost, and so therefore he designated another animal to be the carbon Pesach, and then the first animal that was lost reappeared. So obviously you only need one animal for the carbon Pesach, so you use one for the carbon Pesach, and the other one we have to see. Rabbi Akiva says it depends on the circumstances. If you found the original lost carbon Pesach before the Shechita of the carbon Pesach, so then what effectively is happening here is you have two animals to choose from. You pick one, and the other one is sort of been rejected. You've effectively rejected it and not brought it as a carbon. So to then take an animal that has been rejected and bring it as a carbon shlomim is not appropriate. And therefore, yira, you let it pasture, you let it graze, actually is toiv, until it gets a mormor blemish that makes it disqualified for a carbon. And then the yimacher, and you can sell that animal, and you can use the money that you obtained from selling that animal, yigach b'damo shlomim, you can use that money to buy a shlomim. So to use the animal itself that was rejected, it would be inappropriate. But to let it graze until it becomes gets a blemish and disqualified, and then to use the money in exchange for that animal to buy another shlomim, that is okay. V'chein tmura, saying the same would be if you decided to substitute this animal with another animal of chulin. So here, the reason why it's not kreva, it's not brought, because it was effectively rejected at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach. However, Acha Shechitas HaPesach, what if you found the lost animal after the Shechitas Karban Pesach? So effectively, when you shechted the Karban Pesach, you only had one animal in front of you, so there was no act of rejection. So then, the animal, once it is found, is not considered a rejected animal, and therefore it can be brought as a shlomim. Karev shlomim, it can be brought as a shlomim. V'chein t'mura, saying the same would be if you decided to take a animal of chulin and substitute it for this animal of shlomim, that you could bring that second animal as a carbon shlomim. So whereas Rabbi Yeshua wasn't sure, Rabbi Akiva clarified in which circumstances you can bring it as a carbon, in which circumstances it's not appropriate, and you have to wait until you can sell the animal once it gets a mum and use the money to buy another Karvan Shlamim. With that, we end Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. We've learned previously that there are specific requirements for what type of an animal is brought for the Karvan Pesach. A, it has to be a Zohar, and B, it's supposed to be Ben Shana. Now, what if somebody is mafresh an animal for the Karvan Pesach that doesn't meet these requirements? Hamafresh nekevel apischa. If somebody is mafresh, he separates a female for the Karvan Pesach, like Zohar. Or a Zohar, but instead of being 1 year old, Ben Shteshanim is 2 years old. So because it does not meet the criteria of an appropriate Karvan Pesach, so therefore you don't bring it as a Karvan Pesach, what do? Yire Achi Yistayev. It has a certain amount of Kedusha, but it's not appropriate to bring it as a Karvan, so you let it pasture until it gets a mum, and then V'yimacha, you can sell it, V'yiplu Damav L'Nedava, and you can take the proceeds of the sale and apply it towards a Karvan Oilas Nedava, a Karvan Oilas that's brought as a Nedava. What if an individual was mafresh a Karvan Pesach and then that individual died? Lo yuvienu benoi achro l'shem Pesach. So his son should not bring it after him l'shem Pesach. Why? So the Bar Tanur explains the havilei pischoi shemes v'balov. It's a Pesach that the Baal, the owner, passed away, v'ein kan menuyim. So you don't have anybody that was appointed to be part of the group. So you can't then go ahead and create new people that weren't designated as to be part of the group. So therefore, so even his son cannot bring it afterwards the Shem Pesach, Ela the Shem Shlomim. He can bring it the Shem Shlomim. And the Kahati brings down that, based on the Gemara, that if the son was in fact designated with his father as part of the group, they were going to bring it together, so then he could bring it the Shem Pesach. But he says that that's only in a case where the father passed away after Chatzos. So therefore, at the time of Chatzos, when there's a chiyuv of Karvan Pesach, the son had a chiyuv of Karvan Pesach before he became an oinah, before he became an ovel, an oinah, took on the status of an oinah. So therefore, the obligation of the Karvan Pesach preceded his status of aninus. But if the father passed away Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, before the Chi of Karban Pesach, the designated time for the Chi of Karban Pesach, then the Aninus precedes the Karban Pesach, and therefore he would not partake of the Karban Pesach in that case, but rather it would get pushed off until Pesach Sheni. And with this we end Mishnah Zayin. I look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Ches.